This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The UN Secretary General has expressed deep alarm by reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric said at the UN on Wednesday the situation remains very, very volatile. It's important that everyone engaged in the fighting do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The decision comes after a tough year in which the offices were raided by police and its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law. The paper mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power. Its closure has escalated alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. Apple Daily said the decision was based on employee safety and manpower considerations. Authorities have said dozens of Apple Daily pieces may have violated the security law, which Beijing imposed on the city last year. Rights groups, media organizations, and Western governments have criticized last week's police raid on the newspaper.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped by 0.21%. The S&P lost 0.11%, but the Nasdaq gained 0.13%.